Live the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gura. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless. Here to tell you the truth, no matter how much it hurts. Somebody's got to do it. I'm the guy, all right? Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, pipelines will be blown up, says an environmental radical who says the Green New Deal is not negotiable. And if we don't accept their demands, they'll make us pay violently. Number two, an American hero is defining herself on the national stage, but her star began to shine long ago and far away. There's a reason. Legal immigration is such a blessing to our nation. And number three, the human wreckage of Waukesha, still piling up. The dead, the injured, many of whom will carry those scars for the rest of their lives. You see, not far from where I grew up, a man, a janitor, blew up a schoolhouse. It happened way back in 1927 in Bath, Michigan. Scores of kids and teachers were killed. So was their killer, Andrew Kehoe. He was mad about the amount of taxes he was paying on his farm, so he decided to blow up the school. 38 kids, 6 adults died that day, slaughtered when the building exploded. Happened on the 18th of May. But it was the survivors that were the reminders of that tragedy for decades to come. Some with one eye, a permanent lip, a scar you could see. Those things are always there. This attack in Waukesha will leave permanent scars too, both physical and emotional. And for many, it will never heal. How could it? For the state of Wisconsin and Milwaukee County, the question of how Daryl Brooks was even allowed to walk the streets will also echo through the years to come. Who thought letting a violent felon walk the streets was okay? Well, let me tell you, it's the socialist Democrats pushing these ideas and trashing police and law enforcement. That's where these ideas come from. Let me give you an example. Jonathan Swan from Axios nailed Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib for the utterly stupid idea of releasing everyone from federal prison, which she supports. But then she says she doesn't. It goes pretty well. Watch this.
The BREATHE Act proposes emptying federal detention facilities within 10 years. To what extent have you wrestled with any potential downsides of releasing into society every single person who's currently in a federal prison?
Yeah, I think that everyone's like, oh my God, we're going to just release everybody. But did you see how many people are mentally ill that are in prison right now?
No, I know, but the act that you says release everyone.
But
in
10 years, but think about it, who are releasing?
But there are like human traffickers.
Oh, I know.
Child sex. So, but do you mean that you don't actually support that?
No.
Because you endorse the bill.
No, I endorse the BREATHE Act and looking at federal the policies and how we incarcerate. Absolutely.
But it says in there.
But you cannot just blankly say, oh, look, she wants. That's not what I'm.
But that's like in plain text. But
it's the plain text of what you support. No. It's not what I support. It's what's written. Empty the prisons. Turn everybody loose. Yeah. The connection between Waukesha and Kenosha is certain. It's certain. Refreshing your memory now, liberal journalist Glenn Greenwald tore into the lying American mainstream media for its endless false narrative about Kyle Rittenhouse and the actual truth of the story, because by telling a false narrative, they lit the fuse in many ways. They have angered America. They have perpetuated the idea of white supremacy and Kyle Rittenhouse being a white supremacist himself and a guy that was hunting people of color, even though all three people he shot were white men. Don't let that distract you, though, from the narrative that they want you to believe. Listen to Glenn Greenwald here.
Multiple media outlets around the world, like the biggest ones in Brazil, in Holland, in the UK, have all repeatedly reported that the people that Kyle Rittenhouse killed were black because they were misled by the American media, who kept saying this was a white supremacist on a terrorist hunt, and therefore they naturally presumed, because they were deceived also by the American media, that his victims were black.
Yeah. But his victims were not black. They were three white men. So what does Kyle Rittenhouse have to say about this? I want to jump to bite number three. What does Kyle Rittenhouse have to say about this? He sat down with Tucker Carlson, his first interview. And one of the things he is very concerned about is the way he has been painted. not just by the media, but by the man in the Oval Office. Listen to this.
Mr. President, if I could say one thing to you, I would urge you to go back and watch the trial and understand the facts before you make a statement.
That's not a small thing to be called that.
No, it's actual malice, defaming my character for him to say something like that.
What, I mean, why do you think, and it's not simply Biden who said that. It's a lot of people on television have said that, a lot, dozens of people have said that. I'm sorry to tell you in case you haven't seen it.
Yeah. It's actually quite hysterical how nobody can go back and look at the facts of the case. He crossed state lines, false. He's a white supremacist, false. None of that is true. And the lies that they can just get away with spreading is just sickening, and it's a disgrace to this country.
I would agree with that. It is a disgrace to this country as to how Rittenhouse has been portrayed, libeled, smeared, defamed. All of those words apply here. All of them. I want to go to Byte 15 now, because when it comes to the race card, Rittenhouse has been subjected to the race card from day one. From day one. Even though he didn't target anybody. In fact, he says he supports Black Lives Matter. Listen.
This case has nothing to do with race. It never had anything to do with race. It had to do with the right to self-defense.
Right.
I'm not a racist person. I support the BLM movement. I support peacefully demonstrating. And I believe there needs to be change. I believe there's a lot of prosecutorial misconduct, not just in my case, but in other cases. And it's just amazing to see how much a prosecutor can take advantage of somebody.
Oh, yes, they certainly can take advantage of all sorts of people. No question about that. Meanwhile, the man that defended Kyle Rittenhouse, the man that defended Kyle Rittenhouse, who secured the not guilty verdicts that have set the left on their ear, he says, Kyle needs to pursue something different, but he also says this. I want to go to bite number 12. Bite number 12. He has strong words for the national news outlets who also have defamed his client. Listen.
I can say this. Much of the coverage at the beginning was wrong. The trial proved that. But just in the last 2 weeks, you know, people might not believe this, but I watch MSNBC, CNN. I'm not a big Fox guy. And, you know, when I hear Joe Scarborough saying that my client shot his gun 60 times, that's wrong. When I hear some, you know, guest host on the Joy Reid say that my client drove 4 hours to go to a riot with his AR, that's wrong. It's false. And it makes me angry that they can't take the time to at least get the generic basic facts correct. And because it didn't fit in the story that they wanted to tell.
Oh, it didn't fit the narrative that everything is racist. We'll leave it there. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
I'm Brad Hoos, founder of Muskox Outdoor Apparel, a Michigan company focused on quality, performance, and helping you get outdoors to live your next adventure. Go to GoMuskOx.com and check out the Grand Flannel, our signature product that's made of 100% double brush cotton. It's heavyweight, designed to last, and makes a great gift for the outdoorsman in your life. GoMuskOx.com. That's GoMuskOx.com for the best in outdoor adventure.